NYC anti-Israel activist group hosts tots for ceasefire. Kids Seder in the streets and hosted previous event with registered sex offender. By Emma Jo Morris on April 22, 2024. A New York City leftist anti-Israel activist group, which calls itself Jewish despite not having anything to do with Judaism, hosted an event called Tot Shabbat for Ceasefire in March and plans to host similar Kid Seder in the streets in April, after previously hosting an event honoring a registered sex offender, which also included childcare. Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, JFRAE, which claims to somehow represent Jews, despite boasting that some of our most active members aren't Jewish, has been vocal in opposing Israeli military operations in Gaza, following the slaughter of around 1,200 in Israel and the kidnapping of hundreds of Jewish hostages on October 7, and keeps holding activist events geared toward children. JFRAE is a leftist activist group in New York City that has gained prominence in recent years, hosting notable people at its events, such as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, in December 2018, where she said she was of Jewish heritage, claiming people from Puerto Rico are an amalgamation, and Mara Gay, of the New York Times editorial board, in December 2019. The group has accused Israel of genocide and is calling for a permanent ceasefire, where Israel would have to lay down arms after the October 7 pogrom by terrorists residing on its border. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, at JFRAENIC. On March 30, the organization held a Tot Shabbat for ceasefire in Brooklyn, which had activists ranging in age from infancy to six participating in a mini Shabbat service and ceasefire march geared toward families with young children, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported. The report said this was the fourth such event, all taking place at various locations around Brooklyn, New York, and described them as ritual spaces imbued with activism. At the event, children reportedly sang Shalom Aleichem, followed by a march chanting ceasefire, now. The invitation to the Tot Shabbat event, aside from demanding ceasefire, also called for an end to Israeli apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and the occupation of the Palestinian people. JFRAE is planning another event for April 27, called Kids Seder in the Streets. Children participating are supposed to protest Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, and demand, our tax dollars should be going towards education, housing, shelters, healthcare, libraries, public transit, parks, and all of the essential services New Yorkers desperately need. Not more bombs on the children of Gaza or the West Bank, according to a post on the group's Instagram. These child-centered political protests come after JFRAE previously hosted an event honoring a convicted child rapist, Douglas Powell, for his work with homelessness advocacy group Vocal NY Action Fund. On September 12, 2023, JFRAE hosted their annual Mazels event, where it honored Vocal NY, and had Powell on stage accepting a framed certificate. Powell served time in prison after being convicted of manslaughter and of raping a 12-year-old girl. Powell was also written up in the New York Post in 2022 for launching into a racist tirade at a city council meeting, saying his Queens neighbors of Asian ethnicity were from China, they're from Hong Kong. JFRAE advertised childcare being provided at the event, despite contact with minors being prohibited under Powell's conditions for release. It described the event as one big, delicious, queer, Jewish rent party. Following the big, delicious, queer, Jewish rent party, JFRAE faced backlash from sex abuse victim advocacy group SICA, and claimed it was in a process of contacting parents who signed up for childcare, pledging to work with SICA to find a way forward that fully incorporates our shared values of community safety, support for survivors, and restorative justice. The group also said that it remains proud to have honored Vocal NY's homelessness union. JFRAE did not respond when reached for comment by Breitbart News. JFRAE has an infant onesie that says Jews for Racial and Economic Justice on it for sale on its website. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at edgemorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.